朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
如果你是一个很有权的人的儿子，
If you're a son of one with great authority,
你觉得对你好不好？
Do you feel that that's good for you?
想一想，
Think about it.
但是再有钱的人，
But for those who are even richer, no matter how rich you are,
再有权的人，
No matter how powerful you are,
一拿到神的面前，
As long as you come before God,
就一文不值啊。
Then you're worthless.
你现在知不知道你多重要啊？
Do you know how important you are now?
你是神的儿子啊！
You are sons of God.
我女儿小的时候，
My daughter when she was young.
你要叫她尊重自己，
You ask her to respect herself.
非常困难啊。
Very difficult.
那她很调皮啊。
Because she was very naughty.
有一点像男生啊。
A little bit like a boy.
我们全家的人都让他。
Oh, the whole family would just try to cater around her.
连他哥哥都很让他。
Even her brother would just let her do what she wants.
所以他有的时候真的很调皮啊。
So a lot of time, that's why she was very naughty.
那什么时候我们才能够把他教乖的呢？
So how, when can we start to teach her to behave herself?
那时候我们还没有教他儿子的概念。
And at that time, we still didn't have the concept of teaching her about the sonship.
因为他那个时候学会了看中国的武侠小说。
Because then she was beginning to learn how to read the Chinese martial art book.
然后他会看一些连续剧。
And she'll watch some TV series, dramas.
然后他知道什么叫皇帝。
So she didn't know, then she understood what it was about emperors.
然后他知道什么叫公主。
And she really understand about the concept of princesses.
所以有一天我们就告诉他。
Then one day we told her,
你要记住,
you have to remember,
你是公主啊,
you are a princess.
啊, 她很难相信她是公主。
And it's very hard for her to believe that she was a princess.
那那个时候因为她还小。
Because at that time she was still small.
我也不用用什么圣经来教她。
I didn't use the Bible to teach her.
那她看的那些中国皇帝的故事。
Then when she read the stories about the Chinese emperors,
我就告诉她。
Then I told her,
中国的皇帝里面啊
among the Chinese emperors,
那皇帝啊有一个朝代的皇帝通通都是姓刘的。
There was one dynasty of the emperors, the surname was all Liu.
我说所以你记住啊。
So therefore I said, remember,
我们是皇室的。
We are royalty.
从那个时候他开始注意他的行为。
From that moment on, she started to pay attention to her behavior.
就问他，你这个样子像公主吗？
So I said, the way you behave, do you look like a princess?
啊，他就开始注意了。
So then she started to pay attention.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我今天是不是皇族的？
Pay attention, brothers and sisters, today, you and I, are we all princesses?
彼得前书告诉我们，是不是？
First Peter tells us, are we?
我们是皇族啊。
We are princes.
因为我们的父神是万王之王万主之主。
Because our Heavenly Father is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们每一个都是神的王子。
Every one of us is a Prince of God.
这是何等的荣耀。
What a glorious thing that is.
你要知道。
You need to realize.
26节跟27节。
Verses 26 and 27.
都有一个字。
There is all, also, they both have one word.
叫做 all.
Say all.
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 每一个。
Every one of you.
不是少数的精英啊。
It's not the minority, the elect.
不是那些所谓的得胜者。
Not the so-called overcomers.
不是那些特别属灵的人啊。
Not those specially spiritual people.
每一个。
Every one.
而且你要注意。
Also, you need to pay attention.
圣经没有一个地方说。
There's not one area in the Bible that says.
你们要做神的儿子啊。
You need to become sons of God.
不是。
No.
他说你们是神的儿子。
He said, you are sons of God.
你是。
You are.
这是圣经一个重要的原则。
It's an important principle in the Bible.
是神永远先让我们认识我们是谁。
Because that is God wants to allowing us to know who we are.
我们认识了我们是谁。
Once we know who we are,
我们才有可能活出那个样子。
Then we're able to live out that image.
有一个小故事在我的生命中给我很大的影响。
There's a small story in my life that has given me great influence.
这个故事是一个真实发生的事情。
This is a story that truly happened.
在丹麦的一个小农场里面。
There's a small farm in Denmark.
这个农场的主人有一天，他是养了一堆的火鸡。
And the owner of this farm has raised a group of turkeys.
他有一天在他的农场里面捡到一个火鸡蛋。
And one day he found a turkey egg in the farm.
他奇怪这个蛋怎么不在平常这个下蛋的地方呢？
And he was amazed. He was wondering why this egg was not in the usual place where turkey lay the eggs.
他还以为是什么动物要偷那个火鸡的蛋，偷到一半被火鸡妈妈发现了，就放到那边逃走的。
So he thought maybe it's the egg, a turkey egg that was being stolen by another animal, but who halfway was not successful and ran away and left it there.
所以他就把那个蛋捡起来。
So he picked up that egg.
就放回到那一堆火鸡蛋里面。
He placed it back into together with the rest of the turkey eggs.
后来这一窝的蛋全部都孵出来了。
Later on, this whole nest of eggs were then
孵出来各个火鸡。
And after it was hatched, at all turkeys.
但是有一个很丑的火鸡。
There was a very ugly turkey.
它跟其他的火鸡长得都不一样。
He looked totally different from the rest of the turkeys.
那这一个小火鸡啊。
And this small turkey, baby.
它好辛苦啊。
He was really suffering.
因为他要学别的火鸡怎么走路。
So he, because he needs to copy the rest of the other turkey how to walk.
哎，火鸡走路有姿势的，你们看过吗？
Because you know turkey when they walk, they have a special pose. Do you know that?
不是其他东西走路都不像火鸡那样子走的。
The rest of the other animals, they don't walk like turkey.
那这只它走路跟他们不一样啊。
And this one walked differently from the rest of them.
人家就笑他。
And other people were laughing at him.
就欺负他。
They bully him.
所以他就要学他们火鸡走路的样子了。
Then he tried to copy how the turkey would walk.
现在有很多男生走路也像火鸡，你知道吗？
You know that a lot of male today, they walk like turkey.
以为自己是天下最帅的。
And they thought they're the coolest people in the world.
他学火鸡走路啊。
Well, he's trying to learn to copy how to walk like a turkey.
然后他要吃火鸡吃的东西啊。
And then he tried to eat the food that the turkey eat.
他最辛苦的。
That's the most difficult part for him.
他要学火鸡叫啊。
He has to try to cry like a turkey.
因为火鸡叫的跟他自己叫出声音是不一样的。
That's when the turkey call is, they sound different than him.
他叫出那个声音别的火鸡就说好丑啊，没听过这么丑的声音啊。
When he make noise and cry, the rest of the turkey said, you sound so terrible.
所以这个火鸡啊，它是彻底的没有 self-esteem.
So this little baby turkey has totally no self-esteem.
它完全看不起它自己。
He totally despised himself.
它认定了它就是一个 loser.
He was determined that he was just not one that's fit.
He's a loser.
He's a loser.
有一天大家都在那边找东西吃啊，在那边玩啊。
One day everyone is there playing, looking for food to eat.
那突然之间那个大火鸡啊，就是那个火鸡妈妈跟火鸡爸爸就叫啊。
And suddenly this, turkey, mother and turkey father, they were crying out.
为什么叫呢？
Why were they crying out?
就叫所有的小火鸡通通躲起来。
And he told all the rest of the turkey to hide.
为什么要躲起来？
Why did they have to hide?
因为天空来了两个大老鹰啊。
Because up in the sky, two big eagles were coming.
所以其他小火鸡全躲起来了。
So the rest of the baby turkeys, they were trying to hide.
只有这个丑火鸡啊。
Only this small ugly turkey.
他很好奇啊。
He was curious.
他就跑出去看了。
He went out to look.
他就看了。
He looked.
看了。
He looked.
哇，那两只好帅哦。
They're so good looking, these two eagles.
哇，它怎么这样子飞哦？
How the way they fly.
跟我们火鸡飞的不一样啊。
They fly so differently from us turkey.
你们知道火鸡也会飞的，知道吗？
You know that turkey can also fly.
只是飞得很辛苦嘛。
It's just they struggle to do so.
好羡慕啊。
He's so envious of them.
然后最让他奇怪的
And the thing that truly amazed him is,
那两个老鹰叫的声音啊
The two eagles, when they call out and cry out, the noise,
跟他原来叫的声音是一样的
Sound like the original voice that he was when he cried out.
哇这只丑火鸡啊
So this ugly turkey,
他就呆了
So he froze.
所以他就叫
He cried back.
他一叫啊
As soon as he cried,
哇，那两个火鸡就是那个天上的两个老鹰啊
There's two the eagles in the sky
就很兴奋啊
They were very excited
就一直绕啊
They were circling then
然后就降下来啊
And they lowered themselves, they came down
就看着他
And looked at him
他就看着那两个
He looked at them back
最后那个大老鹰啊
Finally that big eagle
就把他带走了
brought him away.
其他的火鸡看怎么回事啊
So the rest of the baby turkeys are wondering what happened.
但是这个小火鸡啊
But this baby turkey,
他很害怕
He was afraid.
他把我抓走了呢
How come he was being taken away?
然后更惨呢
The worst thing is,
他要学吃新的东西啊
He has to learn to eat new food.
他要学着新的方式走路啊
And he has to learn how to walk in a new way now.
最难的是要学新的方法飞啊
The most difficult part is that he has to learn a new method of flying.
但是有一件事
But there's one thing.
是老火鸡把他带到水边不是老火鸡老鹰
That the old eagle brought him to by the water.
让他看水里面的影子。
Allow him to look into the water of his own image, reflection.
他看到水里面的。
He looked into the water.
再看那两个老鹰。
And he looked back at the two eagles.
再看水里面的。
And he looked into the water.
你知道他发现了什么事吗
You know what he discovered?
他发现了他不是火鸡。
Discover that he's actually not a turkey.
他是老鹰。
He's an eagle.
他从他知道他是老鹰那天开始。
From the moment he realized that he was an eagle.
他才开始真的学着像老鹰。
Then he truly learned how to behave to like an eagle.
直到有一天他学会了飞。
Until one day he learns how to fly.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经一直要在做一件事。
The Bible has been trying to do one thing all the time.
你跟我今天是活在地上的小火鸡。
You and I today are little turkeys that's living on the earth.
我们旁边的那些都是火鸡。
All the around us are all turkey.
然后都是低着头在地下找东西吃的。
They're all bowing their heads, picking up food from the ground.
都是走路觉得自己很了不起的。
They all walk like they are very proud of themselves.
都是很丑还以为自己很美的。
They're all very ugly, but they thought they're beautiful.
只有当神告诉我们我们是他的儿子。
But only when God tells us that we're his sons.
我们不是属地的。
We don't belong to the earth.
我们是属天的。
We're heavenly, we belong to heaven.
我们是神的儿子。
We are all sons of God.
我们才会开始学会怎么活出像神儿子的样子。
Then we can begin to learn how to live like sons of God.
圣经
The Bible
就是那条河
Is that river?
就是那面镜子
Is that mirror?
让你看到
Allow you to see
你不是火鸡
You're not turkeys.
你是老鹰
You're eagles.
你不是属地属死的人。
You do not belong to this world, to this earth.
你是属天的人。
You belong to heaven.
二十七节告诉我们。
Verse 27 tells us.
你们受洗。
When you were baptized.
归入基督的。
Into Christ.
都是披戴基督。
all clothe yourselves with Christ.
这里的受洗
and the baptism that's mentioned here,
不是受的水里
is not through the water.
水里是证明了属灵的受洗
The water baptism is proving that you have a spiritual baptism.
当你信耶稣的时候
the moment you believe in Jesus,
你受了属灵的浸
You have a spiritual baptism.
水里就是证明你有了那一个真实的相信。
The water baptism proves that you have that true belief.
圣灵把我们归入基督。
The Holy Spirit brings us to belong to Christ.
水里没有办法让我们归入基督。
The water baptism is not able to bring us to belong to Christ.
很多受过水里的人。
A lot of people who have undergone Water baptism.
没有得救的。
They're not saved.
只有真实信耶稣的人。
Only those who truly believe in Jesus.
圣灵把他进入到基督里。
The Holy Spirit brings him into Christ Jesus.
进到耶稣基督里以后。
After you enter into Jesus Christ.
这里说。
Here it says.
每一个进入到耶稣基督里的。
Everyone who enters into Christ Jesus,
借着圣灵在基督里的人
through the Holy Spirit in Christ,
他没有说都要披戴基督
They did not say you all have to wear Jesus Christ.
他说你都是披戴基督了
He said you have all clothed yourself with Christ Jesus.
披戴基督
to clothe yourself with Christ.
是保罗非常喜欢用的一种表达方式
It's a method of expression that is favored by Paul.
罗马书十三章
Romans chapter 13.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3.
都用过这个词
They have all used this phrase before.
中文的翻译 Chinese, 一级棒
The Chinese translation is the greatest.
中文用披戴
And the Chinese is saying to wear, put it over you.
这个披戴就是不只是指衣服啊。
The wear is not just referring to clothing.
是从头到脚。
It's from head to toe.
记不记得大祭司穿什么
？Do you remember what the high priest was wearing?
有没有帽子
？Does he have a hat?
身上一堆东西，对不对？
There's a whole
一直到脚，对不对
？Thing that wear all the way.
这叫披戴。
That is called wearing it.
这里说披戴。
When it said wearing that.
英文常常翻译作 close 或者翻译作 cover.
The English translation constantly translates into clothing or covered.
保罗的比喻就是说，基督好像我们的衣服一样。
Paul's reference is saying that Paul, Christ is like a clothes, what we're wearing.
但这个衣服不是一般的衣服。
Clothes that we wear is not the normal clothing.
这是成套的。
This is like a whole set, complete set.
衣服。
Clothing.
这种成套的衣服。
This complete set of them, of clothing.
更好一点的理解。
A better understanding.
就是像黄袍啊。
It's just like a royal robe.
这样懂吗
Do you understand it that way then?
哎，你是皇帝穿的袍。
You're the robe that is worn by the emperor.
跟你是亲王穿的袍。
And like you are the king's relatives, the closest robe.
一样不一样
？Is it the same?
不一样的、哦。
It's not the same.
你穿什么
？Whatever you wear.
就说明了你是什么身份。
It illustrates the identity that you are.
听清楚了吗
？Are you clear? Have you heard that?
穿衣服
When you wear clothing,
是表达身份的、
啊、is an expression of your identity.
穿上基督
when you wear, clothe yourself with Christ,
是告诉我们我们有一个最重要的身份
is telling us that we have a most important identity
在基督里
in Christ.
这是我们的身份
this is our identity.
不只是我们的身份
Not only is it our identity,
所有其他的东西
All the other things,
都在你身体以外
They're all outside of your body.
你很多东西可以忘记
You can forget about a lot of things.
成套的礼服。
The whole set of the.
你穿上以后。
After you put it on.
除非你脱下。
Unless you remove it.
你是不会忘记它的。
You will not be able to forget it.
你走到哪里，它跟到哪里。
Wherever you go, it follows you.
对吧？
Is that right?
现在小朋友。
Now the young people.
你们最怕的就是掉手机。
What you're worried most is to lose your iPhone.
因为你们掉了手机，你们就活不了了。
Because once you lose your iPhone, you cannot live.
但是请你注意。
But please pay attention.
你再小心，还是有掉的时候。
No matter how careful you are, there's still a day when you will lose it.
但你穿在身上的衣服。
But the clothing that you wear, you put on you.
不会掉的。
You will not lose it.
不会掉的。
You will not lose it.
这是跟你最亲密的。
And this is most intimate to you.
耶稣基督。
Christ Jesus.
当我们信了他的时候。
The moment we believe in him.
我们就穿上了基督。
We have then, we've then put on and wear Jesus Christ.
你到哪里。
Wherever you go.
他到哪里。
There he goes.
你没有办法忘记他。
There's no way that you can forget him.
是跟你最亲密的。
He's so most close, intimate to you.
穿什么衣服
？Whatever clothing you wear，
你就做什么事
？Then whatever things you will do，
你穿打球的衣服
？If you wear those for the baseball， then that's the uniform。
你就去打球。
Then that's what you will do。
你穿游泳的衣服
？If you put on your swimsuit，
你就去游泳。
Then you will go swimming，
对吧
？Right。
你穿上朝服。
If you wear the royal robes for the worship in the palace,
你就去当官，对不对？
Then you'll become a dignitary.
你在医院里面穿上了医生的衣服，你就做医生。
In the hospital, you put on a doctor's robe, then you become a doctor.
今天你跟我信了耶稣，我们穿上了耶稣基督。
Today, you and I would believe in Jesus, and we put on Jesus Christ.
我们做什么？
What do we do?
我们活出基督。
We live out Christ.
人们看见了我们
When people see us,
就看见了基督
They see Christ
衣服
Clothing
还有一个很重要的事情
There is also another very important thing
最早的衣服
The earliest clothing
在哪里有的
Where can you find them?
伊甸园
In the Garden of Eden
人犯罪以后
After man's sin
神用动物的皮给亚当夏娃做了衣服。
God has used animal skin to make clothing for Adam and Eve.
那是人类的第一套真正的衣服。
That's man's first set of real clothing.
做什么用
？What do they do? What is their purpose?
遮盖我们的羞耻。
To cover up our shame.
今天我们信了耶稣。
Today, after we believe in Jesus.
我们一切所犯的罪。
All the sins that we have committed.
人家知道的。
What man knows about.
人家不知道的。
Those that men do not know.
都因为我们在耶稣基督里。
They're all because we are in Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督就遮盖了我们一切的羞耻。
Christ Jesus then covered up all our shame.
我们就可以坦然无惧地到神面前来。
Then we can fearlessly come before God.
这是为什么基督徒来擘饼聚会。
This is why Christians when they come to break the bread and the cup.
我们没有恐惧。
We have no fear.
因为我们知道我们是披戴了穿戴了基督。
Because we know that we are wearing and covered by the clothes of Christ.
神透过他儿子耶稣基督看我们。
God see us through his son Jesus Christ.
就觉得我们又美又善。
And then he feel that we are beautiful and kind.
他就可以把他一切的恩典慈爱都浇灌在我们身上。
And he can give us all his grace and love and then pour it into us.
神可以全然的接纳我们。
God can then totally accept us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
做神的儿子。
To be sons of God.
就是穿戴了耶稣基督的人。
That is wearing our Lord Jesus Christ.
世上的人。
All the worldly people.
他们要到哪里去看神
where can they go to see God?
他们没有一个地方可以看到神。
There's not one place where they can go to see God.
但是当我们在信心里
But when we are in faith,
我们知道我们是神的儿子。
We know that we are sons of God.
我们知道我们是属天的。
We know that we belong to heaven.
我们知道我们的荣耀。
We know that we are glorious.
我们知道我们的身份。
We know our identity.
别人就可以从我们的身上。
And other people can through us.
看见神的美丽。
See the beauty of God.
看见神的荣耀。
See the glories of God.
因为我们披戴了基督。
Because we're wearing Christ.
我们不需要努力地做什么。
We do not need to make do our put in great effort to do something.
我们只要记住我们的身份。
As long as we can remember our identity.
就好像那个小鹰。
Just like that little baby eagle.
他知道了他是老鹰了。
Once he realized that he's an eagle.
他就会放下以前学火鸡的那一切的样子。
Then he'll put down all the habits and images that he had learned to try to be a turkey.
当他想要活出老鹰的生命的时候
When he tried to live out the life of an eagle,
他有没有要练习的地方
Is there areas where he need to practice?
当然有
Of course there is.
因为他已经被训练了很久
Because he had already been trained for a long time.
但是他可不可以做得到
But can he do it?
为什么可以做得到
Why is it that he can do it then?
因为他是一个老鹰。
Because he is an eagle.
你如果今天拿另外一个火鸡。
Because if today you pick up another, turkey.
你叫他你学老鹰的样子。
Tell him to try to behave like an eagle.
他学得来吗
?Can he learn it?
他永远学不来。
He will never be able to achieve that.
他如果哪一天从一个高地方跳下去他一定摔死。
If any one day when you try to jump down from a high place, you'll definitely die.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你是神的儿子
You are sons of God.
你是神的儿子
You are sons of God.
你已经披戴了基督
You already been wearing a Christ.
所以你今天就可以活出基督
So today then you should live out Christ.
这叫福音知道吗
This is called gospel. Do you understand that?
这叫福音
This is gospel. This is called gospel.
你相信吗
Do you believe that?
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父我们不知道用什么话来表达我们对你的感谢
Heavenly Father, we don't know how, what words you use to express our thanks to you.
你给我们的恩典大过你给历代祖宗的恩典
The grace that you've given us so much greater than all the generations of our ancestors.
大过圣经里面那些属灵的伟人
Greater than any of those spiritual great men in the Bible.
你居然让我们成为你的儿子。
You actually allow us to become sons of yours.
而且你让我们穿戴了耶稣基督。
And also you allow us to wear Christ Jesus.
求你让我们记得我们的身份。
We beseech and ask that you remind us of our identity.
以至于我们说话行事。
So that when we talk and when we act,
能够活出你的荣耀。
We may live out your glory.
让世界的人能够看见你。
So that the men in this world may see you.
让你的荣耀可以彰显。
So that your glories may be manifested.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献，来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。